This is Rabbi Nathan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, November 10th, 2023. We'll finish Vav Amud Beis, 6b, the third section, the blue text. This is just a tack on from yesterday, right? The Acherim said that there's only 4 days, right? There's 52 weeks and 4 days in every year, based on a calculation of 6 months full and 6 months diminished. If it was a leap year, Chamisha, then we can add a fifth day because possibly that, right, that leap year will be full. Okay. Right, and therefore, right, each year between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos is only 4 or 5 days off. That finishes that piece. Now, we leave the world of calendars and ask by Rabzera asks, Yoresh Ma'u Bevalta Acher. Right, what if I inherit an animal that my father had promised and dedicated to the Mizbeach, to the altar? And then I let it go and I lapse and I don't bring it in three regalim. My violation of Balta Acher. So the Gemara spells out the question. Ki tidor neder amarachmana. The Torah says when you take a vow, right, you have to, you can't delay. V'halo nader, the son didn't make the vow. O dilma, or perhaps uvasa shama v'havesim shama. Right, you have to bring it there, come to the Beis HaMikdash and offer it, which you do have to, even though it's an inherited animal, v'hamechayiv, and therefore you would be liable for Baal Ta'acher. You do still have to bring this korban. You just were not the one who made the vow. So Tashma Detani Rabbi Chia Me'imach, from within you, Pratli Yorish, that excludes an inheritor. They are not liable for Baal Ta'acher for delaying bringing what has to be brought. We said, V'hai me'imach, from you we used before, me bailei in the pasuk, zeh leket shichacha and peya, right? That is leket, right? As you're going and cutting the stuff that falls or the gleanings or the corner of the field, right? The peya, which is left for the poor. So that word, is used to include right, those three things. How could it be used for another purpose? Right, we only use one pasuk for one limud, right, for one teaching. So how can we say me'imach from you and not from an heir when me'imach comes to include the gifts to the poor? So kribe imach ukribe me'imach. Right, one thing is learned from the word imach, and the other is learned from the mem of me'imach, and therefore you can parse it that way and learn two different things from it. Okay, now another question from Rabbi Zeira. By Rabbi Zeira, isha mahi beval ta'acher. Right, what if a woman took a vow to bring a korban? She could definitely do that, right? And then she delays. She's the lazy one this time. Right, is she liable for Baal ta'acher for delaying? Mi amrinan, do we say halo mechayvur b'ri'iyah? She's not obligated to come to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. O dilma, or perhaps ha'isa b'simcha. She is included in the simcha of the regel, and therefore she's included in Baal Ta'acher. So amalei Abaye says, v'tipukle de ha'isa b'simcha. We should learn out, right, that she indeed is included in simcha, and therefore in Baal Ta'acher. Right, she'd be liable for delaying. So, mi amar Abaye hachi? Did Abaye really say that a woman's obligated in simcha of joy of the festival? V'hamar Abaye said, isha ba'ala misamcha. Right, it is the husband's job to make the woman happy, but not that she has an obligation to be happy in and of herself. Right, so Abaye does not believe that a woman is obligated in simcha. How could he say that? So no, the Gemara says it does this often, like the Dvar of the Rabbi Zeira Ka'amar. And Abaye was saying, though, you, Rabbi Zeira, asked the question. For you, Rabbi Zeira, who thinks a woman is in Simcha, she should be in violation of Baal Ta'acher if she doesn't bring the Korban because she is in violation of Simcha. According to me, I have a different Shita. You asked a question. I was saying, according to you, here's the answer to your question. Ibai Lahu, we ask a question. Bechor me'emasai moninlo. So, Shana. Right, a bechor, from when do you start counting the year? Amar Abaye said, Misha'a shenolad. Right, it is from the time that it is born. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Mishashin Nira Leharza. Right, Rav Acha says, no, we don't count from the day it's born, because the day it's born, it cannot be brought, it can't be brought as a korban. Right? You have to wait. The Rebekah was at 8 days before you bring a korban. Right? And therefore, right, when we're talking about a firstborn, we want to know the year, when do we have this prohibition of Baal Ta'acher, right? Does it kick in from the day that it's born or 8 days later? And obviously, if it's born very close to a regel, depending on your shita, that's going to have an impact on when you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. But the Gemara says, below pligi, right? Abaye and Rav Acha bar Yaakov are not actually having any argument, right? Rather, they're talking about different cases. Ha bitam, right? Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says from the time the animal is fit to be brought, is talking about a tam, an unblemished, a perfect animal. And therefore, it's going to be brought in the Mizbeach, so it has to be counted right, from the time it's eligible to go on the Mizbeach, which is after 8 days. And then I'll just give you we'll cheat ahead for a couple of words, but we'll review it again next week, right? Habavalmum, right, the other case is when the Bechor is a Balmum, and then you can eat it regularly, you're not bringing it to the Mizbeach, so it shouldn't matter, when it's fit for the Mizbeach. So they indeed do not argue. That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.